A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
2.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. It's Monday, the 21st day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
Freeway's in good shape, but we're getting reports of ice on some of the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, illegal spiking of vape products made dozens of people here in Utah sick, and now an investigation has traced it to California.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, it was a woman who moved from Utah to California about 9 years ago. Janelle Thompson founded an e-cigarette company to let people vape cannabis extract. These products even landed in award show gift bags in L.A. Within a few months, though, YOLO, spiked with synthetic marijuana, began being sold around Salt Lake City, and more than 50 people here had been poisoned by the time that outbreak ended early last year. A former bookkeeper for the California company tipped off the Utah Poison Control Center, they told investigators, and now Thompson faces up to at least 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're now hearing the 911 tapes from last week's rescue involving a highway patrol trooper pulling a driver to safety just seconds before a front runner train smashed the man's car.
Through the emergency strip, up through the fence, and on to the train track, it appears.
That's one surprise commuter calling 911 to report a crash between Pages and Parrish Lanes off of I-15. In an instant, a UHP trooper rushed to the crash site to rescue the driver as the train blared its horn, smashing into the car seconds later. Luckily, that driver was not injured, but was unconscious from some sort of medical emergency prior to the crash. Another caller assured the operator that he was not involved in the crash, but was only a passerby. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman, starting out cool this morning after the cold front that blew through over the weekend.
Winter storm over the weekend delivered plenty of snow, especially in the high elevations. Great numbers here for the resort Snowbird, a foot and a half of snow, and it was a foot at Alta, so this was really great news here. Got a lot of snow out of that storm system in the high elevations, and of course we had a taste of snow even here in the valleys.
Grant says a lighter storm today brings in a few scattered showers to the Wasatch Front, and there's another little storm shaping up for the middle part of the week.
The president said he wants to bring our troops home, but that's not what's happening. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the U.S. troops withdrawn from northern Syria are not heading home, as President Trump said. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're being redeployed in Iraq.
To help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Residents of northern Syria reportedly pelted U.S. troops with potatoes today as they left. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday, a day after bringing a congressional delegation to Jordan to discuss Syria. The speaker pushed for women having a place at the table in running Afghanistan. A Bradley fighting vehicle rolled into the water at Fort Stewart, Georgia, leaving three soldiers dead. ABC's Stephanie Ramos says the Sunday morning accident happened during training.
Another three soldiers, also in the Bradley, were injured and evacuated.
The soldiers are part of the 1st Armored Brigade combat team. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will try to force an up or down vote in Parliament today on his Brexit deal with the European Union. This follows a weekend vote to further delay the exit. Parliament member John McDonnell thinks now is the time to leave.
I think the rest of the EU have probably given up on us. They're getting a bit cross, so you might as well leave in good company.
The EU agreed on an exit agreement last week. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
All missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints serving in Santiago, Chile, are reportedly safe after a weekend of unrest and violence. Nicole Coombs' son is serving right in the middle of that unrest.
We had an email from my son's mission president that said that all the missionaries had been accounted for, that everyone was safe, and that they had implemented basically emergency protocol, if you will. Stay in your apartments, don't go out until you get the all clear.
The unrest was reportedly sparked by a rise in the cost of subway fare.
Boy, the video of this went viral over the weekend. An Oregon high school football coach is being hailed as a hero after he disarmed a student who had a loaded shotgun.
I think there's things in my life that have happened that, you know, I think have prepared me for that very moment.
Coach Keenan Lowe got the gun away and embraced the student in the hallway before police arrived. He's talking with Good Morning America today, and we'll have more of that coming up at 6 o'clock here on Utah's Morning News.
A huge crowd is expected this week at the funeral of Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last week at the age of 68.
Let's honor the man who served us so well.
At the regular Sunday service at New Psalmist Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland, Bishop Walter Thomas explained that the funeral for Elijah Cummings will be held there this week, Friday morning.
What a moment that will be.
He expects an overflow crowd at the 4,000-seat sanctuary.
People are coming from everywhere.
Cummings will also be honored in Washington. On Thursday, he will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building. Nick Iannelli, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, a new must-visit spot in New York City, courtesy of the movie Joker.
And KSL traffic.
And right now, if you're on I-15, you're in good shape. But if you're going through the canyons or up to the high elevations, you may see some icy conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:05.
Mornings sound like this. Breaking news from 5 till 9. Then a deeper dive on the news until 12 with David Dujanovic. Stay updated each morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. Is now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
We have been covering this vaping story for weeks now, with people getting sick all over the country. And this morning, out of Carlsbad, California, the AP reporting that a pioneer in marketing CBD, Janelle Thompson, has been marketing and acknowledging selling large quantities of synthetic marijuana that sickened people all across the country, including 33 here in Utah.
The largest streaming service is beginning to face stiffer competition.
Netflix says the number of new subscribers was less than expected for a second straight quarter, meaning the company may have plateaued, especially in the U.S., where it saturated households in its 12 years. Competition from cheaper streaming services like Disney's $7 and Apple's $5 monthly fees, that's about half of Netflix's $13, also adding to the uncertainty, and has weighed on Netflix shares, which are down 30% from its peak of $423 16 months ago. Disney and Apple debuting their services in November. Walt Disney is the parent company of ABC News. Yuni Han, ABC News.
The hype around a new movie has some longtime New Yorkers checking out a street for a special photo op. People are visiting the staircase featured in a scene in Joker where Joaquin Phoenix, in full costume, dances down the stairs.
I live in New York for a long time, but, you know, this was something different.
Yeah, you'd never guess he was from New York with the accent, would you? The Joker staircase is in the Bronx. As you can imagine, some neighbors are upset that the previously unnoticed staircase between two high-rise buildings is now an Instagram-fueled destination for movie fans.
An Australian airline has completed the first nonstop commercial flight from New York to Sydney. I didn't realize that was the first time they've ever done this. It's 19 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Qantas used a Boeing 787 Dreamliner for what became the world's longest nonstop passenger flight. It's not a regular flight, though. The head pilot says it was a special flight to assess the effects of ultra-long-haul flights on crew fatigue and passenger jet lag. 49 people took the flight.
The longest flight I've ever been on was a little over 13 hours, 13 and a half, when I did an event over in Dubai.
Hmm.
And flew into Atlanta, and I was curious about whether that was the longest flight. So I asked the pilot as I got off.
Yeah.
He said no, that up until this flight that we're talking about today, The longest nonstop was from Johannesburg to Atlanta, which was a little over 17 hours. So this beats that by 2 hours.
19 hours and 16 minutes.
That is a long time to be on an airplane. 509 means it's time for us to get a look at how the roads are doing this morning. Ice, did I hear that? Let's get an update brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Andy?
Yeah, a little bit icy. Actually reported some ice on the Alpine Loop SR-92. Not a lot of people are going to travel that at 5 o'clock in the morning, I realize. But that is a thing to watch out for. Also, possible icy conditions going up Big or Little Cottonwood Canyons. Parley seems to be okay. It snowed a little bit up towards the summit. Roads are wet, but haven't seen any slowdowns from that yet. And so far, I-15 north and south into and out of Salt Lake is rolling along at the speed limit for now. Performance Ford Lincoln and Bountiful, downright scary deals on Escape and F-150 in October. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead and check those temperatures and chance of rain or even snow. Back over to you, Grant.
Weak storm system is passing through, bringing basically a lot of clouds along the Wasatch Front this morning. A few scattered rain showers perhaps early in the day, and then some clearing later. Again, 54 the high. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
18 inches of snow at Snowbird over the weekend.
Wow.
And right now it's 43 downtown.
So I came in this morning and found out they had, I mean, talking about weather, they had some tornadoes last night.
Yeah.
In Texas?
Mm-hmm.
In the Dallas area. So we'll go in depth and find out more about those twisters. I guess they had winds gusting, but up to 80 miles an hour. Also in Arkansas. Let's get a detailed report from Jim Ryan in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up with us again on this Monday to Utah's news station.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Napa know-how.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
One, two, three!
Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to thank one of our traffic texters out there who let us know of that ice on some of the roads that hopefully aren't going to be all that well-traveled this morning. But if you see something along the way, don't hesitate to give us a text on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an outbreak of illnesses connecting to vaping last year has now been traced to a California woman who pioneered CBD products. These vapes were spiked. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, as President Trump drops plans to host next year's G7 summit at his South Florida golf club, we're learning that two Utah ski resorts were rejected because of concerns over the high altitude.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Traffic on I-15 starting off in decent shape, a little bit heavy around the 215 South interchange at the moment. That's going south from Murray into Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, a few rain showers this morning, and 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston, overnight in Dallas.
Oh, we're the tornado! Fire! We're the tornado!
Amir Al-Saad tweeting as a tornado touched down in Dallas, one of at least three in East Texas overnight. Opening statements expected today in the first federal trial focusing on the opioid crisis. ABC's Aaron Katursky says two Ohio counties are suing.
There are 2,000 lawsuits filed by a number of cities and counties and states. And all of them are eyeing this particular trial, and some of them have been consolidated in front of this one judge who wants to get some kind of a global settlement, potentially worth as much as $48 billion.
With the ceasefire between Turkey and the Kurds in Syria set to end soon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper talking today about why American troops were pulled out.
The reason for our withdrawal from northeast Syria was because of the imminent invasion planned by the Turks, a long-standing NATO ally.
Those troops now being sent to Iraq. More witnesses are being called to Capitol Hill this week in the impeachment inquiry.
The most anticipated testimony of the week will come Tuesday, when the top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, William Taylor, is expected on Capitol Hill. Taylor questioned the administration's strategy to pressure Ukraine in a September text message chain that has since been made public. Taylor texted two other diplomats to say, quote, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign."
ABC's Jordan Phelps in Washington. Classes canceled again today in public schools across Chicago as teachers continue their strike. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here on those storms that swept across North Texas last night, damaging buildings and leaving at least a half a dozen people injured.
Joining us live from Dallas is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Give us a little bit more detail about what happened there, Jim.
Yeah, miraculously, only half a dozen people were hurt, and it's thought that none of those injuries were serious, Amanda, considering how densely populated Northwest Dallas is, the epicenter of this storm damage. It's really remarkable that only that many injuries, and the damage across here will be extensive. The sun comes up in about an hour and a quarter right now, and we should get a better assessment, but whole neighborhood stretches of this part of the city are dark. This line of thunderstorm, severe weather stretching from the southwest to the northeast, a line that moved to the east overnight from here all the way up into Missouri and over into Arkansas, was well-defined and very fast-moving, about 50 miles per hour. And yes, it spun off tornadoes, at least one tornado here in the Dallas area, perhaps more than that, Amanda.
Yeah, that power outage you were talking about, they said, I don't know if it's still the case, but about 60,000 customers affected in the Dallas area?
Now, it's 160,000.
Oh, wow.
Homes and businesses here. And the totals across three or four states are approaching a million at this point. And this neighborhood where I am right now, a little to the north of Dallas Love Field in northwest Dallas, is completely dark. Even the power, the traffic lights are out at the foot of one of the freeways. So a dangerous situation. I see power lines lying across this street and tree damage, one tree that fell down into a building. So homes, businesses are affected by this, and the whole morning rush hour will be too, Tim.
When we talk about Tornado Alley, we talk usually about Oklahoma, don't we? Is this part of Texas a place that is prone to tornadoes on a regular basis?
It is. Dallas, North Texas is really the southern extension of Tornado Alley. It extends here all the way up through Oklahoma, Kansas, up into Nebraska, the Dakotas, and so it's a section really of the whole midsection of the country extending this far south. It is fairly common that we get tornadoes, not in November certainly, and certainly not in Dallas proper. Generally, they're out in the country for whatever reason, just geographic luck, I suppose, but Yeah, this is an unusually powerful storm that came through.
I heard on my way in this morning that one of those neighborhoods that was hit, it happens to be a neighborhood where former President George Bush and Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, have homes.
Right, Preston Hollow. I'm about a mile away from Preston Hollow. Mark Cuban lives there. H. Rossboro lived there, the Bushes. Tyler Seguin, a Dallas Stars center, lived there. His home was destroyed, but the place is up for sale, and nobody was there, which is quite fortunate. I mean, if you look at the images, Tyler Seguin himself posted before and after pictures of his house, and the damage is impressive.
We appreciate your reporting on that. Hopefully you and the crew can stay safe as well. Live from Dallas, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Right now, 519. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And any problems on this Monday morning there, Andy?
So far, no crashes, but traffic a little bit heavy coming out of Parley's Canyon on I-80. A little bit slow near the mouth there. Reports of some ice on SR-92 on the Alpine Loop. Haven't had any reports anywhere else, although I have seen a little bit of wet roads on I-80 up over Parley's Summit. At this point, traffic all clear on I-15. Minimum travel times right now between Provo and Salt Lake and Ogden in Salt Lake. At Cache Valley Hospital Emergency Center, the current wait time is only 1 minute. Text ER to 32222 and get the ER wait times of the Mountain Star Hospital near you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, so we're below seasonal normals. How long will that last? Let's check the 7-day forecast here with Grant.
A lot of clouds, 54 today with a few scattered rain showers, mainly early on in the morning. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, and then partly cloudy Wednesday. Slight chance of showers that day with a high of 58. A lot of sun on Thursday, 52. Warms up then. Friday, we're up to 59 and lots of sunshine, 65. Great looking Saturday, mostly sunny, and then 56 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown. We had some soggy football over the weekend with some good outcomes, but soggy football.
I told the guys in the newsroom this morning on my way in, I said, this is one of those games where you're feel really lucky to be in the PA booth.
Yeah, I bet. Watching those people in their ponchos, but what a crowd.
And you know what? They were all still there at halftime, into the third quarter until the game was well in hand, and then they said, we're out of here.
Yeah.
That's up at the University of Utah, where the Utes had a big 21-3 win over Arizona State. They shut them down.
Uh-huh.
The defense of the Utes is amazing.
Gosh. What were the stats in the first half? It was ridiculous how many yards they kept Arizona State to.
Well, Arizona State, just to give you an idea, had scored in triple digits. It was a crazy number, 125 times or something.
Yeah.
Which was an NCAA record. They were held to 3, so the Utes pulled that one off.
Uh-huh.
But they only gave up 25 yards passing to a kid, a freshman, who a lot of people thought was going to play in Utah. But they gave up 25 yards passing in the entire game. Of course, the big story from that game on Saturday night was the fact that Zach Moss broke the all-time rushing record.
Yes, oh yes.
Eddie Johnson had done it between 1984 and 88 at 3,219 yards, and Zach Moss broke that record late in the game.
Something he really wanted to do.
And the fans were really happy. His parents were there. His brother was there. His girlfriend was there. So that was a nice moment. But the Cougs, man.
The Cougs, what a victory for them.
Fans rushed the field like they just won the national championship. But
it was a fantastic victory for them.
They knocked off number 14 Boise State. Now, here's the deal. They've got two home games remaining, Liberty and Idaho State. You would think both of those are wins. So the question is, can they go on the road to Utah State, UMass or San Diego State? They're going to need one of those games mm-hmm. to become bowl eligible on the road. But
I'm feeling good about that, too.
Feeling good about it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, great weekend. By the way, Real Salt Lake also had a win in their playoff, so they're going to advance into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of minutes. We'll see what's happening on the markets this morning, but hopefully you're drying out from the weekend, and we'll keep an eye on the weather for you this morning as well. Don't go away.
For the first time ever, Diamonds Direct is giving you a free diamond engagement ring setting valued at up to $1,200 when you buy a diamond from Diamonds Direct this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is an unprecedented opportunity. Just come in, let us help you find the perfect diamond, and your diamond setting is on us. A savings of up to $1,200. We've put together an incredible collection of top trending sparkling settings for you to choose. Diamond Twist, Halo, Pave, all of the most popular styles. Gorgeous engagement
engagement ring sure to be on her Pinterest board. Think about it. A diamond setting means you can invest more in her center diamond. Go bigger. Or put that extra cash toward planning the perfect proposal. Don't miss this incredible first-time offer from Diamonds Direct. Buy your diamond this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and your diamond setting is on us. Instant savings up to $1,200. It's 3 days only this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get details at diamondsdirect.com/Salt Lake. Diamonds Direct, always finding ways to give you more value.
Andy just pointed out that I misspoke there. I said Arizona State hadn't scored in triple digits. If they were scoring in triple digits all these years, that would be a story. They kept him from double digits. Anyway, yeah. KSL News Time is now 5:24. It's Election Day to the North. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, today is Election Day in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau faces a tough challenge from Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer, who said of Mr. Trudeau during debate,
"Mr. Trudeau, you are a phony and you are a fraud and you do not deserve to govern this country."
Former President Barack Obama, though, endorses Trudeau, but Scheer says, quote, "I've got millions of Canadians behind me. I'm not very interested in what former foreign leaders are saying." If elected prime minister, Scheer says he would give up his U.S. citizenship. Yes, his father's American, and he is too because of that, although having always lived in Canada. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, Walmart is pulling Great Value brand frozen sausage patties off their shelves because of possible salmonella contamination. The recall covers more than 6,000 pounds of ready-to-eat pork and turkey sausage patties.
KSL Drives Now, brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. Toyota has set aside billions over the past 3 years for research and development. It's part of a plan the automaker is about to put in place to make their move into battery-powered vehicles.
SeaWorld and Sesame Workshop plan to open a Sesame Place park at the San Diego SeaWorld location. I was just looking at it online to see what it looked like. And, you know, it's just like Sesame Street with all the characters and everything. The two groups opened a similar attraction at the Orlando SeaWorld earlier this year.
All right, let's see what the futures markets are doing so far this morning. They're up, but not by much. The Dow Jones up 24. The S&P is up by 6. The NASDAQ this hour up by almost 20.
Checking crude oil. Crude oil is down 45 cents, so we're at $53.33 a barrel.
The headline this morning on CNBC says stocks will likely hit new records in the week ahead if earnings keep topping expectations.
Go stocks.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll also keep an eye on the traffic and hope things are going well there. Andy Farnsworth awaits us in the KSL Traffic Center next.
1 million people. That's how many people go blind each year. Even more staggering, every 60 seconds a child goes blind. Yet 80% of these cases could have been prevented or treated. The only thing they lack is access to proper eye care. All it takes is about $100 to restore someone's sight and transform their life forever. For more information on See International or to donate, visit our website at seeinternational.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Cougar fans, it's me, Alex Keery. Listen, if you haven't downloaded the KSL News Radio app yet, you must not be a football fan. Powered by Any Hour Services, it's where you'll catch live play-by-play of every BYU football game. There's also an on-demand section where you can listen to all the Cougar Tracks updates, Cougar Sports Saturday, and my show, KSL's Unrivaled, whenever you want. It's free. To get it, text the word APP to 57500 or search KSL News Radio in the App Store. That's 57500 or search the word KSL News Radio in the App Store.
Coming up on 529, time again for a look at how those roads are doing so far this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Andy, I did see just a few snowflakes falling on my way in, and I mean just a few.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're seeing around is it's cold. There's just a little bit of moisture hanging in the air. The only place I've seen it on the roads is a little bit on I-80 up at the highest elevation over Parley Summit, but not enough to stick to the roads, just enough to make the roads wet. Staying fairly dry, at least on I-15 so far from Provo to Salt Lake. It's less than 45 minutes of travel time on the freeway, 30 minutes from Ogden to downtown. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look at that forecast. Find out about any storm on the way. And back over to you, Grant.
Big storm over the weekend, of course. Now it's just a smaller storm moving through, bringing in a lot of clouds. A few scattered rain showers possible this morning. Temperatures right around 54. And then we get sunshine tomorrow. Warms up 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 43 degrees.
So far, no crashes or traffic problems to slow you down yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
President Trump has withdrawn his South Florida Golf Club as host next year for a meeting of world leaders. Meanwhile, we're learning two Utah locations were under consideration.
G7 summit location. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage with more on why Park City was rejected. John?
Amanda, the White House says conditions at an unnamed Utah resort could have made visitors sick due to the high altitude. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the snub site was in Utah and the altitude could have made people sick, meaning that oxygen tanks would have been forced to be brought in. While staff at ski resorts around Park City say health problems for visitors are very infrequent and they do stock oxygen for any guests who might experience altitude sickness, those typically sell anywhere between $12 to $15. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The G7 summit location. Sean Michael Lyle has more on that and the rest of our top national stories live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump did relent to criticism, saying he will not host next June's G7 summit at his resort in Miami, tweeting Camp David may be used instead, Hawaii also being considered. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the conflict should have been obvious.
He never should have proposed Doral to begin with.
The president was willing to host the event at cost or even for free. The oldest brother of Speaker Nancy Pelosi has died. Thomas D'Alessandro III was 90, a former mayor of Baltimore. Their father also held that post in Pelosi's hometown. Turkey is giving Kurdish forces until Tuesday to leave northern Syria or face attack as a ceasefire is about to expire. Kurds have already left a disputed border town. Secretary of State Pompeo tells ABC the ceasefire he and Vice President Pence negotiated has been a success.
We achieved the outcome that President Trump sent us to achieve.
But Senator Bob Menendez continues to criticize the withdrawal of American troops at the Syria-Turkish border.
The president unleashed this disaster, and I think that there's going to be a real threat to the Kurds of ethnic cleansing.
Syrians threw potatoes at American troops as they left today, heading to be deployed in Iraq, believing that they are abandoning them. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he has a fake Twitter account, and now we know what it is. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Mitt Romney told The Atlantic that he has a lurker or burner account to anonymously follow political accounts, but also late-night comedians, athletes, and family. And based on those clues, Slate figured that out. It's a handle called @QAWS9876 with the name Pierre Delecto, and Senator Romney confirmed it's him. People started picking apart the likes and responses of Pierre Delecto before the account went private. Many of the liked tweets are ones that are kind of against President Trump. Others seem to show how he feels about fellow Republicans. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. The weekend storm was great for the resorts, with Snowbird getting a foot and a half. Alta, 12 inches.
That storm's gone away. We are looking at a lighter storm this morning to bring just a few scattered rain showers to the area today. And another weakening storm for the middle of the week. Otherwise, we're in for lots of sunshine. If you want things to be warming up, and again, lots of sun, well, we've got good news here to report. By the end of the week, it'll start to warm back up again. And for the weekend as well, temperatures back into the 60s with sunshine for Saturday.
Grant says you'll probably want a jacket today, with highs only getting into the mid-50s along the Wasatch.
Protests are planned at the Florida State Capitol this week over a former sheriff who's trying to get his job back. Scott Israel was suspended for his response to the mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School last year. Parents who lost children in the shooting are vowing to speak during the public testimony portion of a state Senate special session on Israel.
You would like to think that he would have done his job better after February 14th and losing 17 people in this county, but he didn't.
Israel has said he was suspended for political reasons.
Opening statements begin today in a Cleveland courtroom in the latest legal battle against opioid suppliers. Two Ohio counties want to hold drug distributors accountable.
Teva Pharmaceuticals, the big pharmacy chain Walgreens, and some of the other defendants, which include large distributors like AmerisourceBergen, McKesson, the Ohio-based Cardinal Health, they all deny legal wrongdoing, but two Ohio counties, Summit and Cuyahoga, say they are responsible, in part at least, for some of the opioid crisis that has brought hundreds upon hundreds of deaths to those counties.
ABC's Aaron Katursky reports a potential global settlement involving multiple suppliers could be worth close to $50 billion.
More than 300,000 public school students in Chicago are getting another day off as contract talks continue between the teachers' union and the nation's third largest school district. The work stoppage began on Thursday. The Chicago Teachers Union, which has 25,000 members, is demanding smaller class sizes and more resources for schools in the negotiations.
Coming up on KSL, ranking the major airlines based on how family-friendly they are.
And KSL traffic.
So far, we've got decent speeds, despite some wet road conditions up over Parley Summit, and a little bit slippery coming out of Ogden Canyon on I-84. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Over the course of 3 years, vaping among middle schoolers and high schoolers has shot up 800%.
Whatever happened to the flavored vape ban Senator Mitt Romney called for?
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org?
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, if you're just waking up this morning, we're getting word that after President Trump withdrew his South Florida Golf Club, at least for a brief time, a couple of different locations in Park City, two resorts up there were considered, but altitude and oxygen deprivation became a concern. We'll keep an eye on that story.
Not all airlines are equal when it comes to accommodating families.
Flying with your family? A new survey says you'll get the most for your money if you're on JetBlue.
They offer bigger than average economy seats. They have the built-in entertainment on all of their planes. It's free. Snack baskets free. They let families pull miles.
Summer Hall with the website The Points Guy says those perks can result in more savings than cut-rate fares on some economy carriers.
You're comparing that to, say, a ticket that doesn't include anything except the base fare, and you multiply out by a family, then you've got different situations.
Southwest Airlines was a close second in the survey. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mail-in voting has already begun for the Salt Lake City mayoral election. And if you haven't decided yet, a debate is happening today at noon between Aaron Mendenhall and Luz Escamilla. We will broadcast it live as it's taking place here at KSL Broadcast House. The Pioneer Park Coalition and the Other Side Academy are hosting the debate.
It's called the Cosmic Crisp, and it will debut on December 1st. Cosmic Crisp is not a video game, a superhero, or a new TV series. It's a new type of apple. No, it's not a new iPhone or a new iPad. It's actually an apple, an edible apple.
You can eat it.
The Cosmic Crisp is the first apple ever bred in the state of Washington, where the majority of U.S. apples are grown. Growers have planted 12 million Cosmic Crisp trees, which earn their name by producing apples with bright yellowish dots on their skin, making them look like distant stars. I don't know about having dots on your apples. Well, I guess we'll get used to it.
Hey, what if as long as they taste good, I don't care what they look like.
Part of being appetizing, though, is the visual.
Well, that'll get you to pick it up and take a bite out of it, won't it? Yeah.
Let's see. 5:39, let's get a look now at early morning traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off in pretty decent shape for drivers this morning. You haven't seen any crashes yet, thankfully. Roads are a little bit wet, especially as you go up into the elevations, whether you're going through Parley's, Big or Little Cottonwood Canyon, Weber Canyon, Ogden Canyon, all of them seeing at least a little bit of an effect on the roads, but nobody actually crashed on that yet. So be careful, and let's keep that to a zero. We're not seeing any problems on I-15 yet. Draper to downtown, 19 minutes. Farmington to Salt Lake, about 12. Experience three times the holiday cheer with Mountain America's Visa Rewards credit card. You'll earn triple points through December 31st. Details at macu.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. 50s about as good as it's going to get this afternoon, according to Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds, a few scattered rain showers this morning, and temperatures topping out about 54. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, hit 60 degrees for the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Off to a cool start this morning, too. 43 downtown.
Isn't it fascinating and a little confusing, this insinuation from Hillary Clinton that Representative Tulsi Gabbard is in some way being groomed by the Russians?
Pulling the Russian card out again.
What in the world?
It's weird.
We'll try and understand it with Aaron Katursky coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
It's politics. We'll get a look at it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news station.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW-CARS. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody. But if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions. And they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints serving in Santiago, Chile, are all safe after a weekend of violence and unrest in that country.
Second, Mitt Romney confirms he has a lurker Twitter account that he uses to follow politicians, journalists, and family members.
Third, let's see how the roads are getting started here for a new week, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
So far, no crashes to report. A little bit slippery on I-80 as you go up over Parley Summit. Wet roads, I-15, but really, it's north of Ogden going up towards Brigham City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, a few rain showers this morning, and 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Tornadoes in Texas, at least three of them in the eastern part of the state, including one who touched down in Dallas. ABC's Marcus Moore is there.
The twisters destroying homes and businesses, tearing apart everything in their path, down power lines and massive trees, now uprooted. Multiple reports of people hurt in their homes, residents forced into the streets, checking on their neighbors and calling loved ones.
Opening statements are scheduled today in the first federal trial of the opioid epidemic. Defense Secretary Mark Esper now says he has been discussing an option to keep a small military force in Syria to secure oil fields. U.S. troops are pulling out with a ceasefire between the Turks and the Kurds set to expire later today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL in-depth. Representative Tulsi Gabbard's presidential bid continues to face scrutiny after Hillary Clinton suggested she believes the Russians have got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate.
Joining us live is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. Where did this come from, Aaron?
Well, I mean, on its face, it's a conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton is repeating because there's really no evidence that and Hillary Clinton didn't offer any evidence that the Russians are somehow grooming Tulsi Gabbard to be a third-party candidate and kind of directing her thoughts on foreign policy, which included a meeting with Bashar al-Assad of Syria. So there's plenty to question Gabbard about. The question is whether this was an outlandish claim, and I think it comes from two places. One, there does seem to be a degree of undue popularity in the kind of 4chan, online space that's been known to be inhabited by Russia-controlled bots. But I think more broadly, the claim reflects a concern that Democrats have as they look backwards to try and see what lessons might apply to the 2020 campaign.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of that kind of conversation over the weekend, that maybe this is just a way of interjecting Russia back into the conversation into an election year here, because Tulsi Gabbard, of all targets, she's polling, 1 or 2% right now in the polls?
I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is not going to be the Democratic Party's nominee. There's a fear that some Democrats have that the Russians are trying to stoke a third-party candidacy. The Clinton campaign continues to harbor doubts about Jill Stein and where the drive for her campaign came from. So that there is a legitimate concern, I think, about Russian influence. Whether the Russians are specifically behind an effort to get Tulsi Gabbard a third-party candidacy and drive the enthusiasm around her, there's just no evidence of that, but it does come out of, I think, a very real fear among Democrats.
The only thing that came to my mind, Aaron, was I remember during the debate, the most recent one, the debate that ensued between Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg over the removal of troops from northern Syria, and she was talking about regime change war, and she seemed to favor President Trump's his belief that we ought to just move troops out and let the people involved work it out for themselves. And Pete Buttigieg disagreed with that. Does that smack of anything like this?
Well, I mean, it does. I mean, echo what I think, Russia's preferred what our, you know, what Russia would prefer our foreign policy to be, just pick up all our troops around the world and go home and, you know, let everybody have at it. And I think that that's an alarming foreign policy notion for both Democrats and Republicans. It also belies the truth, of course, because the troops in Syria are not coming home. They're just moving over to Iraq. But it does sort of make people question Gabbard's motives. Now, she would tell you that it comes out of a military career and just a belief that too often America's been the world's police, and that's not sustainable. Pete Buttigieg, obviously, is the other veteran in the race, has a different view. But it does, I think, raise Democratic suspicion that Gabbard's on somehow controlled by a Russian. You know, she's a Russian puppet. Again, there's no evidence of that. But if she had said it, if Clinton had said it about Elizabeth Warren, this might be a different conversation. But it's Tulsi Gabbard, and she clearly is not picking up any kind of steam other than maybe now, because Clinton mentioned her name.
Boy, and you want to talk about burning Democratic bridges. Tulsi Gabbard fired back, saying that Hillary was the queen of wrong or warmongers, embodiment of corruption, personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. She obviously doesn't plan on getting any cabinet offers anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be welcome at the Clinton Christmas party necessarily. But I'm sure, you know, the President Trump and his allies are loving it, because they'd like nothing more than to relitigate 2016 and make the race about Hillary Clinton's emails. And so it's a weird spot. But I think in the story of the 2020 election, I imagine this one will be but a blip.
But a strange footnote. Thank you, Aaron. As always, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means it's time to get another look at the traffic this morning if you're already out and about. This look brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, volumes are still fairly light as drivers go about this early part of the morning. No slowdowns on I-15 to contend with. No crashes to report anywhere yet. Highway 89 just a little slow as you come down towards the I-15 merge in Farmington. We've got wet roads on I-15, but it's north of Ogden, really north of Pleasant View, up towards Willard Bay and Brigham City, that you'll be on wet roads if you're on I-15. Cooler temps, leaves changing colors. Now's the time to come into Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, or pellet fireplaces and stoves. Visit alpinefireplaces.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and boy, we had a rainy weekend. Let's see if that continues into the 7-day forecast with you, Grant.
A lot of clouds, a few scattered rain showers, mainly early on in the morning. High temperatures topping out about 54. We'll get sunshine tomorrow and 60, and then more clouds on Wednesday, 58, with a slight chance of rain showers. 52 on Thursday, mostly sunny. It'll warm up by the end of the week. 59 Friday, lots of sun. Great looking Saturday, we're up to 65, mostly sunny skies, and then 56. Lots of sunshine on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, still chilly at 43 degrees.
You see, over the weekend, of course, the regular season for the NBA is starting up.
Wednesday.
Is it tomorrow? Yeah. Wednesday.
For the Jazz. See, that's all I'm
But
about.
I think it gets underway today or tomorrow, yes, for the rest of the NBA. Mm-hmm. But Donovan Mitchell opened up a new store downtown.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did ribbon cutting, and I was trying to remember the name of it. Anyway, it's at City Creek. And I'm sure he's going to be selling his shoes in there. I don't know what else he might have as products out there.
I'm sure merch and various clothes.
But a great opportunity
over
the weekend
for him,
for young fans to be able to go and meet Donovan Mitchell.
Anything that anchors him to this place, I am all about.
I agree with you.
Anchor him to this place.
I did see over the weekend, speaking of the Jazz, that they extended Quinn Snyder's contract.
I did see that.
And it didn't give any specifics, because he had 2 years remaining on the coach's contract, mm-hmm, but they said a long-term deal.
I like that, too.
And they also exercise the option on Donovan Mitchell to make sure he stays through the rest of this contract.
All of this is all good news, Tim.
As we get ready for the Jazz season, I know a lot of people are pumped up about that. KSL News Time 5:52. Markets are headed in the right direction. We'll check your money next.
Have chirping smoke detectors? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've ever experienced chirping smoke detectors, you already know how annoying it can be. A great first step to try and stop the chirping is to change the batteries. If the chirping continues, it's possible that your smoke detector has gone bad. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't even realize that manufacturers recommend replacing the smoke detector altogether after 10 years. If you remove the smoke detector from the wall, on the back, you should find a date of when it was made. Do a little math, and you'll know how old it is. Now, Any Hour Services knows being a homeowner homeowner means you've got a list a mile long of things to do around the house, and check my electrical system probably isn't one of them. That's why we've put together this radio special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive inspection of your electrical system that includes testing those smoke detectors and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. Call Any Hour Services to schedule at 801-443-7300. 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Small business is Utah. It creates our jobs, drives our economy, and puts us on the map. Zions Bank supports small business in Utah with a unique Zions Bank Speaking on Business radio program heard on KSL News Radio and nine other stations throughout the state. This exclusive program has featured thousands of dynamic businesses in our community inspired by Utah's entrepreneurs. This is program host Chris Redgrave. Please join us at 7:22 a.m., between 11:49 and 11:59 a.m., or 5:22 p.m. to hear these business reports.
Watching Utah's money, more restaurant owners are ditching the dining room and focusing on what is now being called virtual restaurants. Those are restaurants that only offer delivery or takeout and customers' orders online.
I think that's so cool. KSL Drives brought to you by UCC Used Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Volvo says it will build an electric version of its flagship XC90 in a plant in South Carolina. Volvo has a goal of having half of its sales being battery-powered vehicles by the year 2025.
The animated movie Abominable. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Will not be shown in Malaysian movie theaters because a scene in the movie shows a map supporting Chinese territory claims in the South China Sea. Vietnam already pulled the movie from theaters for the same reason. The movie was backed by a Chinese production company.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment and the futures markets. Dow futures are up 45. That's just shy of 0.2%. S&P futures up 7.8. That's 0.25%. NASDAQ futures up 24.2. That's 0.3%.
We mentioned it was a big win over the weekend. Let's find out how big on Cougar Tracks. Mitch Harper is back on this Monday morning.
Can anyone figure out this BYU football team? It's been a roller coaster of a season for the Cougars, and Saturday night epitomized that. BYU pulled off another upset, this time against the number 14-ranked Boise State Broncos with a 28-25 win at home. Head coach Kalani Sitake was thrilled with his team's performance.
Extremely proud of our players. Our assistant coaches worked their tails off for this win, and so glad we were able to put it together and have a great game plan. Had some new guys get opportunities to play. Had a true freshman start at right tackle for us and was really pleased with the way he played the game against a physical defense, and just really happy with the guys that stepped up and made plays. We always talked about our depth and getting opportunities to play and making sure that they're ready, and I was really proud of it.
BYU is now 3-4 on the season with a bye week coming up this week. For more on the Cougar football team, check out KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
McRib is back. Get one now and add any size soft drink like Dr. Pepper for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Available for a limited time. Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality cup of coffee? That's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price? That's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin for a dollar and add any size coffee or soft drink like an icy Dr. Pepper for just a dollar more. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Aren't surprises great? Like when you plan a breakup and he plans an engagement. Discovering the speed limit drop to 35.
License and registration, please.
Or your foot finding a dog bone at 2 a.m. Yeah, no thanks surprises, especially when it comes to a furnace. Get yours inspected by a licensed contractor. Doing so helps it run safely and efficiently. Now that's exciting. It's simple. Have your furnace inspected. A message from Dominion Energy.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
A once-in-a-lifetime.
There was a car on top of the tracks. The driver's still in the vehicle.
Never to repeat.
And I heard the horn from a train coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour.
Breathtaking act of heroism.
We got him out a second before that train hit that vehicle.
We thank our men and women in uniform for the things they do, little and big. From your friends at KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
5:59. Let's get another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever, Andy.
And right now, if you're taking I-15, you've got full speeds from Lehigh to downtown, a 25-minute travel time, less than 30 from 31st Street in Ogden to 600 North in Salt Lake City. And so far, the gates to Hill Air Force Base not looking too bad. The only wet I-15 conditions I've seen are up by Brigham City. And then that also means it's a little bit icy on Sardine Canyon. And I've seen some wet conditions, snow on the shoulders on I-80 over Parley's Canyon. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring's scary low prices on all flooring and countertops this October. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
I mentioned I saw a few snowflakes on the way in this morning, and there's about a 20% chance we're going to get more precipitation throughout the day. Going to top out below seasonal normals at 54 degrees, hopefully back to 60 tomorrow. Get out and enjoy this afternoon.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning, KSL.